So you think anyone stopped at a vending machine today and thought of our illustration?
You know, this illustration of the vending machine is so apropos, so brilliant.
Apropos.
This may be
what's
the
with
thing,
you in the big words?
This may apropos. Be the thing that I'm remembered for. You know, after I'm dead and gone, they're going to say, Martin Zender, isn't he the guy that came up with that vending machine illustration that helped us understand the complex theological concept of dispensationalism? And they're going to erect a monument on the spot.
Yeah.
It's going to become another misguided religion.
It'll be a monument of dog piles.
They will build vending machines and venerate them. I was just
they
thinking
did that
about
with Moses' the serpent.
Yeah, they did.
The brazen serpent there, so why not the vending machine?
Well, this is as simple as it is. I was thinking about this after the show when I was driving home yesterday. If you had, say, the Moses vending machine, you had to work hard at it. I mean, the knobs didn't pull really easy. You had to yank, and you had to do it just right. And, you know, some vending machines are really tricky. You put the dollar in, and it spits it out. Dollar comes in and out. You're playing ping pong with that stupid dollar bill because it won't take it. That's kind of what the Moses vending machine was like. You had to have a perfect dollar bill. George Washington's head's got to be lined up just right, and it can't be wrinkled. It can't have a crease on it. And clunk, you get the law. Wee, thanks a lot.
Is George Washington on any paper dollars?
Yes, he's on the dollar bill. You're so rich, you don't have any dollar bills. Duh.
Is George Washington on the dollar bill?
Well,
I don't think he's on the dollar bill.
Yes, he's on the dollar bill. Who do you think
is
on the dollar bill?
George Washington's on the quarter.
Yeah, who do you think's on the dollar bill?
I have no idea.
George Bush? Who do you think's on there? Leonard Nimoy?
Who's on the dollar bill?
Does anybody have a dollar bill?
I don't have a dollar. Hey, Duke, you got a dollar bill? Duke?
Yeah, hang on. He's got one here. Hey,
Duke? I got to see this now.
Hey,
Duke, it looks like you lost. No, never mind.
No, he didn't. Here, look at that. Who is that?
Wow, George Washington's on the dollar bill.
My point was...
On the top of your head, yeah.
Off the top of my head, my point is that with the law, you had to do everything right.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say you walk past Paul's machine.
Yeah.
And it just begins to it's flowing into your cup with no effort on your part.
You just kind of walk up.
You
there
just kind of walk up
and
there.
Enjoy the suds.
And enjoy the hot beverage.
Nice.
And it's just fantastic. That's the and folks, it's not a far-fetched analogy because all the word diakonia and they're speaking Greek. Ooh, these guys are smart. They know a Greek word. It's diakonia. Yeah, it was a 10-cent Greek word they pulled out of a paper bag. It's a generic word. It has no holy connotations of itself. It simply means to give. It's service. Mary served. She diakonied egg salad sandwiches. Martha did, anyway, to Mary and our Lord. And Moses dispensed. He served up condemnation and death. Paul serves up a dose of the Spirit, the likes of which no one had ever seen before. Paul. That is a dispensation. Different givings, different service, different vending mechanisms for different times. And I think we've covered that well. There are many other verses. Again, this word, this Greek word, appears 33 times. Look it up for yourself. Look up dispensation, and you'll find it. And again, it doesn't necessarily have a theological connotation. It can, but it can refer to people giving money, as in the distribution for the poor in Jerusalem, or egg salad sandwiches in the home of Martha.
All right, so we've defined the word dispensation.
Now, what many people do not realize is that there are administrations, and the theologians mix these up to the detriment of all. What is an administration? This is another Greek word. You ready for this one?
Go ahead.
Oikonomia. Oikonomia. It means home law. That's the elements. It's home law. And it is a mode of operation or the way things are done. I like to say if it's a mode of operation, I call it a modus operandi. This is the way God operates. And there are, I guess in the vending analogy, it would be the building where the machines are. There's a certain building, and the building is the conduit, if you will, of what is given. In the Martha analogy, I guess the method of operation was the way Martha served the sandwiches, her authority to do so, her taking it on herself to be the distributor. It's not what is given. It's the sphere, the way it's given. Okay, now we're going to give you, don't get too confused. I'm going to do the same thing we did with diakonia. we are going to look at passages in the Scripture that use this word okefenoke. What was that word again? Oikonomia. We're going to go to scriptural passages. As
got the word oik in it.
Yeah, it got the word oik in it, yeah.
Not oink.
Oh.
O-I-K.
O-I-K.
All right, where are we going?
We're going to Luke chapter 16, verse 2. That's a parable.
Mark, Luke, what is with Mark, you and all these
what?
Scriptures? Why can't
What's
you?
Matter?
Why can't you just give me a devotional book so I can just read a few passages and feel some good thoughts, worship my feelings and emotions, and just go out and singing hallelujah? Why can't you? Why you put me in Scripture?
I'm a technician,
I just
want to
be devotional, man.
I know how you are. You like to float in the Spirit and get all touchy feely about it.
Where am I turning to now?
And I'm taking you to hardcore Scripture verses.
Where are we going, Luke? What?
Luke 16:2. We're going to look at words, man.
Okay.
Because that's how God chose to reveal himself in words.
You want me to read it in the King James?
If you have to, go ahead.
All right. Verse 1, he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship.
There it is, right
there.
For
thou mayest no longer steward.
Steward. A steward is one who steers, one who runs the operation. And no doubt that this man was a steward, and in his position as a steward, he dispensed different things. So this is the guiding principle. The dispensation is what is given, the thing given, and the administration is the system in place that gives it. It's the guiding principle, the method of operation, the modus operandi. We're comparing what is given versus the arrangement of affairs.
Now, one thing we do have to call out here is that, and this is important, I don't know if you, and I think we have to mention this, for instance, in the King James, it uses the word dispensation for this word oikonomia.
Good point.
And so we have to realize that in the Concordant version translates oikonoma administration
every time,
and it translates the word diakonia as service sometimes, and sometimes as dispensation depending on the context.
Right.
So those are the distinctions we have to make. That, for instance, in Ephesians 3, Paul talks about, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me, that's the word for steward, that's the word home law.
Those are the English elements.
Yeah, that's the word administration.
Right, and the beauty of the Concordant version, as you pointed out, is that every time that the word oikonomia is used, they translate it administration consistently. They will not take diakonia and translate that administration, because then you would get a false context and you would get a misunderstanding of the word. And in fact, go ahead.
I'm
going to
read Luke 16. You know, we just read it in the Concordant King James. We read it in the Concordant version.
Yeah.
And it says this: what is this I am hearing concerning you? Render an account of your administration, for you can no longer be administrator.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah, an administrator. That's not the thing that's given. As an administrator, that man would have given certain things. He would have diaconed things, and he himself was a oikonomia.
Administrator is his role.
That's his role.
Administration is his commission.
His commission. That's a good way to put it.
And his dispensation is the thing he actually dispensed
to give to the people.
As his role as an administrator was to dispense something.
Right.
That's the best way to put it.
And the reason we're taking this example is because we're giving you a non-theological example, just like with Martha and Mary. That was a non-theological. I contend, and this is an amazing thing, but when people get theological, they lose their regular minds. They can see this word clearly, what it means, in a simple story like Martha. Help me with my diakonia, my dispensation. Help me with my dispensation. Oh, theology. Why are they talking theology? They're not. She's serving sandwiches. She's dispensing sandwiches. But now, we don't want you to lose your heads now when we move it into the theological sphere. It has the same meaning, but a different application.
Yes.
Same meaning, different application. Now, we talk about keeping separate the things God has separated. I'm going to read you some definitions from theology, because theology has mixed these. The Funk and Wagnalls Encyclopedia, for instance.
Watch your language.
What mother would name her son Funk or Wagnall? Are these?
I don't know.
Were these brothers?
Is that a hippie dictionary?
I don't know. They had. I dub thee Funk. I dub thee Wagnalls. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, they say dispensation. This is their definition: the act of dispensing, a dealing out. Great, I like that because that's the non-theological. That's the definition of dispensing. They're correct there. That which is bestowed on or appointed to one of a higher power. Now, then they get in theological here. The divine arrangement and administration of the affairs of the world. See, they just used the definition of administration and applied it to dispensation.
Confused terms.
The divine arrangement. No. It's not a divine arrangement. It's what is given in the midst of a divine arrangement.
That's the difference. They confused. They took the word to dispense and the word home law and confused them. Right. Made them mean the same thing.
Right. Here's another definition. This is getting really theological. We're still with Funk and Wagnalls here. One of the several systems or bodies of law in which at different periods God has revealed his mind and will to men, or the continued state of things resulting from the operation of one of these systems, as the Mosaic dispensation. Well, that's not too bad there, actually.
Okay.
That's not too bad there, that God's doing different things at different periods. That's what we're saying. The period during which a particular revelation of God's mind will has been directly operative. That's wrong. This is not a period of time. This is important, and you corrected me after yesterday's show. I misstated something. I talked about the era, the age of conscience.
Yes.
And these dispensations are not periods of time.
No. In other words, today, and most people would know this, you probably wouldn't, Martin. I was in the churches more recently, but they always talked about the age of law and the age of grace or the church age.
Yeah, we need to get away from that.
Those are horrible
wrong.
Terms.
Yeah, you're right. I misspoke yesterday, and you corrected me, and when I woke up, I repented.
Good. Were you wearing sackcloth?
No.
Then it doesn't count. You got to go back. Go back. Don't come in the studio tomorrow until you repented in sackcloth and ashes.
Sackcloth. And I went to Joann Fabrics, and they were out of sackcloth.
All right.
All the Baptists had bought them out.
Okay.
Okay. But we're not going to mix these things. So the administration is not a period of time. It is a way of doing business. That's another way to describe it. It's a way of doing business. And I am looking at the clock, and we're almost out of time. But tomorrow we are going to do something that I will figure out later.
I think you and I today were good stewards, and we dispensed the right information to those listening to us today.
I like that. You put that very well.
What do you think of that?
If that's what we did, then I'm going to go home happy.
Did I say good steward? Let's do it right. We were good administrators.
We were good administrators.
And we dispensed what was part of our administration.
That's right. And now we're going to go to the Subway, and they're going to dispense to us much good food, especially spinach for my friend Dan Sheridan.
Have a good day. We'll see you guys tomorrow.